Hey everybody, it's the GB Podcast for the week of, well, it's like the first full week of March.
It is. It's number 13, in fact. Yeah. Unlucky, or lucky, or something, number 13.
Depending on your perspective.
Indeed.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Naz, and today we have a special guest.
Yes.
Mr. Zach Thomas from, originally from Ohio.
Yeah.
Now Chicago. And
from Ohio. Where in Ohio?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Lots of Ohio folks. Every time I talk about on the podcast, I have to mention that there are folks from Ohio.
You know, it's funny. If you ever talk to my dad, he's from Ohio and from Dover.
Oh, Dover's
and, fun. And yeah, fun place? I don't know if it's a fine little town. Yeah, it is. Every chance he gets, he mentions Ohio trivia. Anytime anything has anything to do with Ohio, he will mention it. He will let you know.
So Andrew's wife, Cinnamon, is from
Ohio.
Yeah,
she's from Columbus.
Okay.
And Andrew went to school.
Yeah.
In Ohio. So, but Zach is a fellow teammate of mine on the Half Acre Gapers Block Lab at Transit Cycling Team. So.
Yeah.
We decided to have him in to mix it up a bit. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Damn Ohioans.
Yeah, I know. Can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's a curse.
So, you know, speaking of out-of-towners, we're heading out of town tomorrow. We're headed
tomorrow.
To South by Southwest. We're going for the interactive portion. But there are a whole bunch of bands going to the big music festival down there as well. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of Chicago going down there.
And, there is.
That's really nice to see. I keep getting emails from people here in the tech scene who are attending Interactive, and far more go to music, which is by far the largest portion of the event. There's like 18 bands going down from the from Chicago. They're being featured specifically. And we'll talk a little bit more about it in our things to see this week, but the Hideout is going to be highlighting a whole bunch of them on Saturday, giving them a little bit of a...
South by Southwest.
Yeah, like a big send-off. It's a celebration of how great the Chicago scene is and the domination thereof of the of South by Southwest.
Who do you like locally, anyway? Like, who's... You know, I mean, like, we're past the glory days of the Pumpkins, per se.
Yeah.
They're still around, but,
yeah.
You know, like, who do you like locally? Zach, you got any picks in that area?
I don't know. I come back to Naked Reagan all the time, but
they're not still an
active band so much.
Well, but they do play. In fact, I'm pretty sure they're playing at South by this year.
Yeah.
Are they now?
Yeah.
They're doing a tour this year.
They're doing a small reunion tour.
No way. I need to get out of that cave more.
Yeah. You do, yeah. they played at the Hideout Block Party a couple years ago for the Touch and Go 25th.
They're doing occasional...
Or was it 20th?
You know, glory shows, I think.
Yeah, they do the Riot Fest every year.
Right.
Yeah, back in November, I think, is when they do that. Yeah, they're worth seeing, I guess.
And absolutely.
Hot Machines, are they playing South by Southwest?
I don't know. They're not on this list, but they may be
going
down.
Might be, yeah. I mean, that's the thing about South by. Even if you don't get in on the official list, you kind of come there anyway and play.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bands that go down
play
like unofficial.
Time, yeah, just to get in on the action.
Right.
You know, so
we're going to have a couple bands that are going down basically blog about the experience.
We are, Transmission.
For Transmission.
For our Transmission site.
Including one of the bands that are down for the unofficial conference.
Yeah?
They're going, it's the Debauchers, and they're going to be blogging for us. We'll also have Office and the Hood Internet, which will be a lot of fun.
I know, that's
and, you know, you're asking about bands to check out. That's one of mine. I think they're a lot of fun.
I'm not sure if Russian Circles is playing this year.
They are.
Okay.
One of them.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it again.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite bands, if you've heard of Dakota or Wolfie back in the day, they are X, both of those bands.
Cool.
They do not sound like anything like Dakota or Wolfie. They're definitely in the kind of slightly sludgecore, kind of, imagine Explosions in the Sky if they were heavier.
Wow.
Like a lot heavier.
Heavy.
Lots of melody, lots of really good hooks and stuff, and it's probably like my favorite band from Chicago in a long time.
That's cool. I'm also a big fan of Bound Stems.
Bounce Stems, yeah, the CD's really good.
They put out an album last year, and, or, God, it might even be 2006 at this point. Yeah, they're playing again, and, you know, I'm really looking for them to really break out, because they're right up there with Arcade Fire.
Yeah, they do deserve it, I think. You know, they're in that same vein.
And, you know, what, yeah, like that whole, like, Toronto sound.
Yeah, what was it, like,
Broken Social Scene, yeah.
Quirky, got that kind of indie.
It's like an audio collage.
Yeah.
They're a big band. But they're really good. They do a really good job, and they're local, so that's a big plus.
So
we're hoping you guys check out some of these bands. If you're not familiar with them, you know, certainly take a look on GB. We've got in transmission. We've got a list of all of the bands that are going, and links to each of their sites. So just go to transmission and search the SXSW category, and you'll find that list. And watch, actually, in a week from now, starting on next Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll start seeing those blog posts from the bands that are going down. Complete segue.
Yep.
and an entirely non sequitur. The CTA has had a lot of news this week.
Yes, it has.
They're planning on adding some experimental new credit card capabilities on their recharge.
And this was inspired by New York, wasn't it?
I think so. Well, yeah. I mean, it only makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, they automatically recharge my card all the time.
Yeah, via the internet.
Why don't we just skip?
Why not have it in the
exactly
in the booths? Yeah, or the turnstiles, I should say. But they're also talking about adding some Starbucks.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They, you know, they want to put Starbucks kiosks in the station, and which, you know, the way that the trains are sometimes, you do really want, you know, opportunities to spill more drinks. And
I mean, I thought food wasn't allowed on the train.
Food and drink are supposedly not allowed, but that doesn't stop them from...
But they have, you know, Dunkin' Donuts and little newsstands.
Dunkin' Donuts and newsstands, yeah, exactly.
So is this a revenue-generating tactic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know... I guess they can make some money from renting the space in the stations to, you know, these Starbucks or whoever else.
Maybe they can get Starbucks to pay to help get the trains clean.
Maybe they could.
That might be nice.
That'd be good.
You're going to be asking too much.
I'm okay with having, you know, corporate America subsidize better public transport. If that's what it takes.
Absolutely.
That's what it takes.
I keep saying that Dunkin' Donuts needs to sponsor the couple of stops on the south side of the loop, because they've got the pink, orange, and purple lines running through. So it's like it's the Dunkin' Donuts colors.
That would
the brown line. Yeah, right. I mean, it's, you know, America runs on Dunkin', and so does the CTA's south side.
CTA runs on Dunkin's. So that's the new slogan.
Yeah. So I think it's a perfect opportunity for them.
I would agree with you on that. Yeah. You know, hand out free donuts every once in a while, people leaving the station.
Sure.
I mean it's a PR coup.
Absolutely. Is there any place where just the green and brown line are? Because that would be perfect for Starbucks. I think.
Well,
you could probably find a spot where there's no Dunkin'. Just do it green and brown.
Oak Park? I don't know.
Oak Park? Not on the brown line, man.
Is it?
No, oh, that goes all the way up north.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
We could pretend, at least.
We could call
it downtown in the loop.
Yeah,
it'd be the loop.
Something like
the Starbucks loop.
There you go.
We could call it the Starbucks loop.
Right.
Or it could be the donut loop.
Sure.
Anyway.
So.
Moving on to going places.
Moving on, indeed. Where do we head
this weekend?
Where do
what's
we want to go
this
weekend?
Tonight is the turn of Funny Haha.
Yeah, that's right.
It is Good Times and Good People, Claire Zulke, Steve Delahoyd, as well as other associated conspirators.
This time around, it's going to be Eric Zorn.
Eric Zorn of the Tribune.
Yeah, Tribune, author John Sellers, and Red Eye columnist Mark Baser is going to be talking, and our good friends Schadenfreude will be doing a little sketch comedy as well.
Excellent.
So it looks pretty good.
When is that? What time is that?
That it's from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, and it's $5 to get in.
Hideout.
21 and over, it's at the Hideout. We apparently love the Hideout this week.
We do. They do host our anniversary party,
that's
which
right.
is coming up in a couple
months.
So watch out for that.
Absolutely.
And what else is going on Thursday? Anything else? Is that it?
Thursday night, it's kind of quiet.
Is it?
That'd be a good one.
Friday, I know there's a bunch of stuff on Friday.
There's a ton on Friday.
There's a ton of stuff on Friday. If this is as commercial as it gets for our listings, but first Fridays at the MCA
right.
happens, where you can meet nice single men and ladies at a little mixer at the MCA.
Mm-hmm.
Food is usually catered in the cafe over there, and I've never been.
I've been.
Have
it's,
you been?
It's okay. I mean, it's kind of odd because they don't do a whole lot other than this big cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the exhibitions on the main floor are open, so you can wander around with those, but you're not allowed to bring drinks into them. At least you're not supposed to. And
how are you going to break the ice without looking at some art?
well, I think the martinis help. But but it's fun. I mean, it could be worse. It's definitely, I mean, if you're a single guy or girl, it's definitely something to check out. Also on Friday, though, is the Gene Siskel Film Center's European Union Film Festival gets started. And it's launching with a film from Slovenia called
Slovenia.
Estrelita. I have no idea what it's about, but it's called Estrelita. Maybe it's along the lines of Lolita. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I'm probably sticking my foot in my mouth by saying that, but it should be a lot of fun. It runs through April 3rd. It launches this Friday. Check the site for details.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think we're moving on to Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
March the 8th. And Zach's got a little something for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thinking of getting Easter Bunny at the Anti-Cruelty Society.
Wait, is it Easter weekend this weekend?
No, I think it's next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
I think it's the 20-something.
All right, so what's this about?
Well, this is if you were thinking about buying a rabbit, or if you thought that you might receive a rabbit for Easter, which I guess is a common occurrence.
Well, it's... I don't know.
I mean,
it's kind of like, you know, people give puppies for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a traditional spring thing. Because of the Easter Bunny, a lot of kids get Easter bunnies for Easter.
Gotcha.
But it's I don't think the Anti-Cruelty Society likes that very much.
No, I don't think...
So what's... Yeah, what do they do?
Well, apparently they're telling you how to care for rabbits.
Oh, that's good.
Grooming,
yeah.
Feeding, all the things that you would do with
right.
a pet rabbit.
That's good.
That's good,
because... Yeah.
They are not the easy pets that people think they are.
No.
They have little pellet poop all over the floor.
That's only one of the issues. They also like to gnaw on things.
Yeah, you have to hold them a certain way.
Yeah, so they're not as easy to take care of as a cat or a dog. I think that's the issue.
Not.
So I think that's really what it is they end up... People figure out that they're not easy pets and end up giving them to the Anti-Cruelty Society.
Right, or say them loose in a city park somewhere.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Actually, this neighborhood has a ton of rabbits.
They do have a ton of rabbits
in
Ravenswood, yes.
What time is that?
Well, let's see. It's from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Red Door Shelter at 510 North LaSalle.
Okay.
That's new, I think.
Yeah, right down.
Isn't
down.
New? I've never heard of this.
510 North... Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
I don't know how old
that's
it is.
That's cool.
So,
anyway, that sounds like a worthwhile thing if you're thinking about getting a bunny.
Right.
Easter or otherwise.
Later that night, we have the 7-on-8 group art show.
Cool.
At Cafe Latakia. It's at 3204 North Broadway, and it starts from 7 p.m. to midnight.
We've got a few GB staffers in that, don't
we? We do. It features managing editor Dave Chalol. You may recognize from his photos or his features on the site,
uh-huh.
as well as staff writer Laurie Apple.
Uh-huh.
And
actually,
contributor, Phineas X.
Contributor Phineas X. Jones, yes. Who's also doing a lot of screen printing, which is, I think, what he's going to be showing. He's been posting on 37 Signals blog as well.
He has, and he's cool. His Octofans
yes.
are selling out by the dozen.
That's right.
He went through like 100 photos, 100 posters
in a week. Yeah,
I think he's got like 16 left
or something like that,
of 2 days ago. So
right.
if you want one of those posters, go to octofant.us. It's like octopus and elephant
right.
merged together.
Literally and textually.
Yes, it is.
So what else is on Friday? Anything? Or Saturday, rather?
You know, there is a citizen science symposium at the Nature Museum.
Cool.
Down at the Peggy Notabart.
The Notabart.
And that's from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's, you know, dragonflies and pigeon watch.
Is that free?
It is not, actually. It's $50. So it's 40 for members, but... And, of course, later that night is the Hideout South by Southwest bound bands.
Right. So the bands that are going to be playing, it's not all of the bands that are going, but it's quite a few of them. Starting at noon, it's Sybaris, then Aptika, Cameron McGill, Mittens on Strings, JT in the Clouds, The Hood Internet, Hollywood Holt, Bound Stems, Make Believe, Reddit, Reds and Blue, Pitter Pat, Waco Brothers, Tight Phantoms, Killer Whales, Icy Demons, Tom Schrader and his Ego, Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, and finishing up at 12:45 is the Scotland Yard Gospel Choir. Should be a really good show, and it's only $10. They're going to have an auction, raffle, and some goodie bags. It's a little bit of fun, and you're never going to see that many bands for that little... well, not never, but not for quite a while.
So probably not. Definitely worth checking out. Not such an extravaganza, at least till summer.
It's worth it. I mean, Waco Brothers, just a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good time.
Right. $10 for how many bands?
$10 for, I don't know, it's like 18?
18
like that.
Bands.
That's a lot of bands.
That's
it's well over 10.
That's a long night.
Well, it's noon through, like 2 by the end of it. Yeah.
It's like the old days.
So that should be a lot of fun. And then on Monday, we've got the GB Book Club. Which is our monthly literary book club, books either by Chicago authors or about Chicago in some way. Meets at 7:30 at the Bookseller up in Lincoln Square. And the book this month is Fire Sale by Susan Paretsky. It's a nice mystery, worth checking out. She's quite prolific. So if you like that one, you're likely to like quite a few of her other books.
Or vice versa.
That's true. So you're welcome to join us on that. Well, not Zermi, but our capable book club editors,
Alice Maggio and Veronica Bond.
Right. They're going to be heading that up, and it should be a lot of fun. It's free.
You
can check out the next book. I forget what is the next book here. Let's see. Okay.
And not much of it. Like, don't overstuff yourself.
Sure.
And mostly plants.
Nice.
So,
okay. Well, if you're up for it, the next book club book is Middlesex by Jeffrey Eugenides.
A very popular book.
Very popular book. And that will be read for the April 14th meeting. So you have some time to get started on that if you're looking to join us.
Excellent. So, Zach, what are you reading?
I'm reading a whole slew of books for school, one of which is called Textual Analysis, which discusses how the...
Is that as boring as it sounds?
It is extremely boring. It put me to sleep about 10 minutes last night.
Okay.
But I'm also reading Michael Pollan's... Or rather, I just finished Michael Pollan's In Defense of Food, which just came out recently.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
And been reading that. Also Barbara Kingsolver's Animal... Food Miracle.
Animal Vegetable Miracle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading those two books concurrently at the same time.
Yeah.
Kind of like when I get bored of one, I pick up the other.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny because I'm really into them, but like it's kind of like I can only take them in small doses because
yeah.
I kind of want to digest the information.
No pun intended.
Because Michael, yeah. Michael Pollan's book is more, a little bit more factual,
uh-huh.
And Kingsolver's is more about her family's experience, but
okay.
Did you read The Omnivore's Dilemma by Pollan as well?
I did.
And how does that compare to?
Well, that book kind of looks more at the bigger picture. It focuses on, you know, certain aspects of food production, and it's a very critical piece.
Yeah,
you know, really kind of slams the food industry. I mean,
uh-huh.
From everywhere, from, you know, corn production to the meat production, and kind of places it within the context of, you know, what people should be eating.
Right.
You know,
how
we used to eat, like maybe just even like 100 years ago. And
sure.
So it's a good, it's a very interesting piece.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, pollen's in defense of food has a graphic on the cover of the book that kind of spoils it, and he tells you the conclusion of the book before he even gets into it, and the conclusion, yeah. And this was actually in his New York Times article that was an excerpt from In Defense of Food a while ago, but it is eat food, not much, and mostly plants.
What does that mean? Not eat food, but not much?
Eat food in the sense of you should eat actual food in terms of, you know, non-processed, you know, the things that you're supposed to be done.
Right. No.
So it's food that your great grandmother would recognize as food, like real sugar, you know, not stuff that you don't recognize. One of the goals of the book is he talks about how our world is obsessed with nutrients.
Yeah.
This idea of nutrition, but we're actually that's a whole science that's kind of made up, in a way.
Interesting.
You know, like. Omega fatty. Oh, look, my bread has omega-3 fatty acids in it now. And one of the funny things about it was, you know, he talks about how, you know, decades ago, all that food had to be labeled imitation.
Yeah.
Imitation butter, which we now call margarine. And,
right.
But now we just, you know, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the foods that they used to say were healthier, such as margarine, turned out to be
the worst
for us than anything else. So it's, you go back to what's real. You cook with real butter.
Right.
You get it from cow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get it, you know, you eat meat that's, you know, produced in a
farm.
A real farm, right.
Right.
And
eat local, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat plants that aren't, you know, that are reasonably regional in origin, not strawberries from Argentina or Chile.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it costs, you know.
The cost of transportation outweighs the actual convenience factor. I
mean, sure.
I mean, that's an environmental issue.
By the time the strawberries get to you, how good are they?
How good are they? Yeah. I mean, they've been preserved. They've been, you know, the
nitrogen gas.
I mean, if you ever go apple picking, that apple always tastes better than anything you get in a...
Right.
Even it's got a few blemishes on outside. You look at that, you're like, I bet you that makes it taste better.
It does.
Right.
Good flavor.
Cool.
So...
Well, I think that's about it. Yeah, that wraps it up. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and... We probably will not be doing this next week because we'll be out of town, but we might be able to squeeze one out.
Maybe.
Otherwise, we'll check you out in a week or maybe two.
Thanks to Zach for sitting on today.
Thank you for inviting me on.
See you guys later.